You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
2020 seems to be the gift that just keeps on giving, as NASA has announced there is an asteroid heading our way due the day before the United States election in November. The celestial object known as 2018 VP1 is projected to come close to the Earth on November 2nd. But the chance of collision is less than 1%, something like 0.1%. So I think we're hopefully in the clear. But to find out more, I chatted to University of Warwick astrophysics professor and exoplanet hunter, Dr. Daniel Bayliss, to find out a bit more about what this means. So I love this story because it just seems so on brand for the infamous 2020. But is an asteroid like this actually that uncommon?
Yeah, surprisingly, these types of asteroids are quite common. In fact, there's probably about 20 or so meteorites per day that enter the Earth's atmosphere and are large enough for some fragments to end up on the ground. So Earth is constantly being bombarded by asteroids from space.
Why do you think this one's made the news then, if they are quite common?
Yeah, well, usually we wouldn't know about them until they actually hit the Earth. This asteroid's quite small. It's only a couple of meters in diameter. And so it's very, very difficult to spot these things coming in. So this has made the news because the fact that we were able to see it a long time before it's coming anywhere close to the Earth.
And as you said, the diameter of this particular asteroid is about the height of a tall human at 6'5", or just under the average doorway height. That doesn't seem like that much to me, but what sort of damage would an asteroid of this size do should it hit the Earth?
Yeah, so it might not seem very large, but remember, these things are traveling through space extremely quickly, maybe something like 50,000 kilometers an hour. And it's really the speed that will mean there's a lot of damage that could potentially be done. Luckily, the Earth's atmosphere protects us from most of these types of asteroids. And so this asteroid is probably not big enough to actually get through our atmosphere. So it would burn up in our atmosphere rather than reaching the ground. You really need to get to somewhat larger asteroids, maybe 10 or 20 meters, before you start to get things that would actually impact on the ground or explode in the air above us.
Is there a protocol for what would happen if a huge asteroid that threatened a substantial amount of the Earth was hurtling towards us with a great chance of hitting? Like, is there a plan, or would we just be like sitting ducks waiting patiently for our deaths?
Yeah, well, there's definitely a plan, and the first step of that plan is actually finding out where these objects are and whether they're going to hit the Earth or not. And so telescopes around the world survey the sky, and the goal is to try to pick up everything larger than about 100 meters in diameter that would really cause a lot of damage on the Earth. Now, what do you do if you find out that one of those objects is heading towards Earth? That's another question. You'd need a lot of time. You'd want to know a long time before it hit before it was going to hit the Earth that it was coming. And then there's lots of ideas about how you might be able to divert it. You'd only have to divert its path a little bit if you get it early enough, and it would miss the Earth. But it'd be extremely tricky. You can't just blow it up, because otherwise you just end up with the same problem, but lots of fragments hitting the Earth. So you need to somehow try to nudge it off into a slightly different orbit so it misses the Earth. And that's not something that we've been currently able to do.
That makes me think of that Simpsons episode where Bart finds a comet or something. And
there's tons of scientific science fiction and popular culture ideas about what you do when one of these is about to hit the Earth. But in reality, we haven't had to face that dilemma yet.
So you're an exoplanet hunter at the University of Warwick. What does that job entail?
Yeah, so for my job, we use telescopes to look at other stars in our galaxy, and we look to see if those other stars have got planets going around them. So what we want to find is planets like the planets in our own solar system that orbit other stars. And we find all sorts of different planets that we don't see in our solar system, things, you know, planets the size of Jupiter that orbit around their star in a few days, super Earth planets, which are like the Earth, but perhaps two or three times the size of the Earth. And we find that most stars in the galaxy seem to have planets orbiting around them. So it's quite exciting.
For another planet to be supportive of human life, how similar to Earth does it need to be, and what criteria does it need to have?
Yeah, that's a great question. We don't quite know yet because, of course, the only example we know of life in the universe is on our own planet. But we think from life on our own planet that liquid water is really the key. Almost everywhere on Earth where there's liquid water, we find life. And where there's not liquid water, we don't find life. So at the moment, when we look at other planets going around other stars, we often look to see whether those planets are in the habitable zone of that star. And all that means is it the right distance away from the star that it could have liquid on the surface of the planet? So at the moment, that's about as far as we've got. There's many other things that may be important to life, things like having a magnetic field, the type of atmosphere, having a moon even. Maybe those things are important for life, but we don't quite know the answer to that question yet.
What sort of effects has COVID-19 had on the astrophysics community? Would there ever be the risk that with job and security or potential lack of funding that an observatory would go understaffed and something like an asteroid would go unnoticed?
Yeah, so like most other research environments, the COVID-19 has meant people have been largely working from home in my field. But one of the major impacts it's had specifically to astrophysics is that a lot of the telescopes around the world have been closed. So telescopes are often in remote places because you have to get away from the bright lights of cities, and also it's advantageous to have them at very high altitude, so on the top of mountains essentially. But as you can imagine, in an isolated place on top of a mountain, it's not a great environment for people to be working if there was an outbreak of COVID-19. So most of the telescopes around the world at the moment have been closed. And so that might mean, for example, that we're not surveying the sky as closely as we were before, and perhaps potentially we might miss some of these large asteroids which might be on orbits which would collide with the Earth.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.